Well, we're glad that you're with us today because this is a beginning of a new year, and we want to start out by thinking about some subjects that might be a little bit different. So, Hazel, I'm glad you're here today, too, because, you know, we like to have dogs and cats as pets, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And I know you've got dogs and birds and everything, but a lot of us have cats, too.
Right, and I do like cats. I don't have cats right now, but they're fine pets.
That's true, right. Well, you know, today in our article, it starts on page 12, and we're going to talk about a certain kind of cat, although it's not really a kind of cat. They're called feral cats. What are they, anyway?
Well, you can think of a feral animal as one that is usually for pets. We think of cats and dogs as people's pets, but these are not pets that belong to someone. These are dogs and cats that maybe are wild. They live outside.
Nobody owns them, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody owns them.
Right, and, you know, there's the feral animals are animals that people usually have what we call domesticated, like dogs and cats, and we've made them pets and live with people. But then if we say, okay, you're not going to live with people anymore, go out in the wild, they don't know how to do that.
Right, some don't. Of course, if they're born in the wild, maybe someone gives up a cat and then it has kittens. And then those are feral cats. They're not used to people. They're used to being out wild on their own.
Well, and you see them all over the streets, even in the big cities, because their mothers have birthed other cats and they're just born on the street. And I kind of always feel sorry for them running around looking for food, don't you?
Right, they're unwanted animals. It says from unwanted to wanted. But, you know, I am encouraged that a lot of people feed stray cats. You can also say stray cats.
Yes, that's true. Well, I've never heard about trying to make cats work before. I mean, I've heard about seeing-eyed dogs and people who can do things like that. But I've never heard about people trying to make cats work. Have you?
Yeah, that's a good point. We often hear about working dogs. Maybe they herd sheep, or maybe they are in hospitals to comfort
people they can't find
in
the mountains.
Or can even help people with disabilities. But how can a cat help us?
I know. So we're going to find about these feral cats now that are supposed to get a job at work. And what is our subtitle there? It says,
from unwanted to wanted, wild felines are given a second chance at life.
Now, if you have your magazine, this is on page 12. And these animals, and they're not really wild, but they're just nobody owns them, so they don't have anybody taking care of them. And they're given a second chance to have some kind of a life that they can still live instead of just being out on the street. That's good.
Right. How about that word feline? What is a feline?
Well, I guess that's just a member of the cat family. For some reason, they call them felines, don't they?
That's correct. So it could be a big cat or small cats or kittens.
Do you think wild cats are felines or not? Maybe not.
I think so.
All cats?
I think so.
Cat family
I know
types?
What would you call a dog? You'd call a dog a canine.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Why
so it's a feline is a cat and a canine is a dog.
I wonder why they do that. So many
I don't
names.
Know. Maybe it's more scientific.
Maybe so. This is a scientific name for cats, right? Felines. Well, you know, when I read this article at the beginning, I thought it was kind of interesting. It was different. So we don't want to always just study technology or business. So this is kind of a different article, isn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed reading it. It's something that I hadn't heard about before, and I like the idea.
And it will help us in our English to have different subjects to think about. So we're going to look at page 12 today. And at the beginning, let's read the first 15 lines. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's read.
Feral cats at work. From unwanted to wanted, wild felines are given a second chance at life. In a large brick warehouse east of Los Angeles, Richard Medina hired a pair of guards to keep intruders from pillaging the pallets of gourmet drinks and snacks that were stored there. They were lazy from the start, and one even ran off. But the one that remained, a feline with the utilitarian name of Black Cat, is getting the job done. protecting Los Angeles Distributing Company from rodents. Black Cat is one of many neutered feral cats that no-kill shelters are giving to businesses and individuals to help control pests and to spare the felines' lives. They are not considered pets, but rather working cats.
You know, people who write have a lot of different styles, and when you read the very first paragraph of this article, you don't think about animals or anything. It makes you sound like it's people, right?
That's right. We're thinking of guards. Someone needed guards. So at first we have a place, a large brick warehouse in Los Angeles, and a person named Richard Medina. And we find out that he hired a pair of guards to keep intruders from pillaging the pallets of gourmet drinks and snacks.
Well, okay. Guards. Now, when I thought that was people. When I read this article, here's this guy who hires guards. Don't you think about people?
You sure do. And I think the writer wanted us to think that at first.
Right.
There's a few words there that we might not know. What about an intruder? What is that?
Well, Simon, I'm glad you could come to class today. And Simon, would you tell us what an intruder is?
Well, I'll tell you. An intruder is someone who breaks into something, maybe to steal something or to cause some kind of damage. It's a person who shouldn't be in a place that's come into that place.
Good. And you know, this place here, they have things that they sell. I guess they've got gourmet drinks, which are expensive drinks, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Very special.
And they've got different snacks that they sell at some of the stores, I guess. And this is a warehouse for them. And so somebody's coming in and stealing. I thought maybe it's a teenager. Maybe it's, I don't know. When you read that, you don't think about an animal, do you?
No, not at all. The word pillaging is when you take things. Maybe you destroy other things as you gather them. I usually think of a war area. There's been a war and people come in and take what's left over for themselves.
That's true, yeah. They come and steal things or something like that. So here they hired a pair of guards. So I'm thinking about people. And then it even talks about what kind of people. It says they were lazy. So you hire a guard and they're lazy?
Lazy from the start.
That's this right. Kind of they don't seem like good guards.
And then it says one of them ran off.
Okay. Yeah, so that's not very good. You hire guards and one runs off, but one remained. And wait, it was a feline.
No, that's a surprise
cat.
Right there, isn't it? It's kind of funny writing there, you know. Yeah, and then they said they had a utilitarian name. Now, that's kind of a big word to use for a cat, isn't it?
Yeah, and it really just means like a practical name, sort of a name that is supposed to be useful rather than a beautiful thing. Actually, you see a good example of a utilitarian name when you look at the cat's name, right?
Why is that a utilitarian name?
Well, it's not called Fluffy or, you know, something like that. It's just called Black Cat, so it's really a description of what the cat looks like.
White cat, black cat, okay.
Right, yeah. Shalgo.
It's not making it uncle. I'd have had a cute name.
Right.
But this little cat is getting the job done, so now you know it's one of the guards.
That's right. So it's getting the job done. It's protecting Los Angeles Distributing Company from rodents.
Okay, so now we know who's doing the pillaging.
Mm-hmm. Right, and we know the company name, Los Angeles Distributing Company, and we know who the intruders are. They're rodents.
Now, rodents are rats, aren't they?
Yeah, usually we think of rats and mice and animals with big teeth that want to bite and cause trouble and dig and, yeah.
So, you know, that's the trouble with English. We have so many names. We call cats, felines, and what did you say we call dogs?
Right? Canines, right.
What do we call rats?
Rats or rodents.
See? Mm-hmm. No wonder English is so hard. What do you think?
Right.
Right. So, of course, the rats, they like to get in to this place where there's food, and you know that. They're pretty good at doing that, too.
Yes, they are.
And then they eat the food, and they eat part of it, and they can't sell it.
And it's a big problem. Nobody likes rodents in their warehouse.
No, restaurants don't like them. And
right.
They're kind of pests. Yeah.
So maybe more places need these guards to come in.
But can you imagine hiring cats? And that sounds kind of funny, doesn't it?
Well, maybe you don't need to hire them.
What about Black Cat? Who is Black Cat, anyway?
Well, it tells us that Black Cat is a neutered feral cat.
Okay. Now, that's a good description right there. Neutered just means they've had an operation, so they can't have any baby cats, right?
That's right. And feral really means wild, sort of a cat that isn't used to living in a house. And so you can see why you might want a feral cat to not be able to have babies, because you don't want 100 feral cats.
That's right. And it says that no-kill shelters. Now, there are shelters now that try to save animals instead of just bringing them in and killing them.
Right. You've heard of animal shelters, and mm-hmm. if there's unwanted dogs or cats or pets, they go to the animal shelter. And sometimes when those shelters get overcrowded, they have to put the dogs to sleep or kill them.
They often have to do that,
don't right.
they? Right.
However, there are now shelters that are called no-kill. If a pet goes there, they won't kill it. They'll do everything they can to keep it alive.
That's a good thing in a way, and that's one of the problems, that there are so many animals like that. But they try to help, so these animals can help control the pests, and it also spares the life of the cat. So these cats are not pets, they're working cats. I never heard of working cats.
Me
either.
We talked
about working dogs before, but not working cats, right?
That's right.
So this is what we're going to talk about, how they can train cats to be guards. That's a pretty different subject.
That's right. Actually, it sounds very practical to keep the rodents, the rats, and the mice away. It's hard. It's a hard job to do, and the cat
right.
is the perfect guard.
I don't think the cats get a salary, but they probably get fed.
Maybe cheese.
Yeah.
Get the
little
cats.
Just
wouldn't
get
that
the
bring
rats.
The rats?
Yeah, it might.
Ooh, maybe.
It's kind of a funny article, but let's go ahead and read more, because they're working now. This shelter is to save the cats' lives, and so they try to find something they can do. Let's read the next section.
Working to save cats. Medina received his animals through a working cat program at the Los Angeles shelter of the Best Friends Animal Society. The organization is trying to end unnecessary pet euthanasia. We're guided by a desire to make this a country where that doesn't happen anymore, said Gregory Castle, CEO of Best Friends.
So now we know how this happened and what's going on. Tell us more about this here.
Well, we learn in this paragraph that a business owner is basically working with an animal shelter in Los Angeles that is trying to avoid killing these homeless animals, maybe mm-hmm. cats and dogs, right?
Right. And what's the name of the shelter?
The shelter is called Best Friends Animal Society. And it's an organization that wants to be a no-kill shelter. And we see the word for, I would often say, putting an animal to sleep or
right.
killing it. And that's called euthanasia.
Right. In euthanasia, they talk about that for people, too, don't they? When there's sometimes people, they help them die, they call that euthanasia. It's kind of a strong, heavy word.
It sure
we
is.
We always just say putting to sleep, because it sounds better instead of saying killing them.
And if you
say,
don't want to do that to your pet, you certainly don't want to do that to people.
Right.
That's right. And you can kind of appreciate the problem that maybe a lot of animal shelters face, right? Because there's sort of a constant supply of new homeless pets that maybe people aren't able to take care of anymore. And, you know, pets can live for a long time, right? And so the shelter can become more and more full and crowded and have no space. And so it's interesting that to avoid euthanasia or putting these animals to sleep, they've found a solution, a thing to do with these extra pets.
And so they're trying to even make this so that America doesn't just always kill off all these animals. They're trying to make it so this country doesn't have that happen all the time. And so this is why they have that special place. So that's a nice thing to do for society, isn't it?
Yes, it says they're guided by a desire, and that means that's their goal, is to make it a country where euthanasia doesn't happen anymore.
You see the picture of the man down there. He looks like he's smiling and happy.
Right. And that's the CEO of this animal shelter, Best Friends.
And their slogan says, save them all, right? So that's what they're trying to do. Well, let's find out if it's really helping or not. Let's read the rest of the lesson.
Is it helping? But placing cats in businesses is only a dent in the problem of unwanted pets. Though the number of animals euthanized in shelters has been decreasing, about 860,000 cats are still killed each year, according to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Many city shelters simply don't have space to house them, and many are too wild to make good house pets. That's where Working Cats programs come in, as a last chance solution. Many cities have programs that trap, neuter, and release feral cats to prevent them from reproducing while keeping them on their home turf. But in some areas, that's either impossible or illegal, and working cat programs are the only alternative to euthanasia. There has to be a place in society for these cats, says Melia Kaplan, the founder of the Voice for the Animals Foundation in Los Angeles. They have no other option.
Well, the question when it says, is it helping? Of course, we know it must be helping some. But this placing cats in businesses, this is just a small thing. It says it's only a dent in the problem of unwanted pets. It's a little bit, but sometimes every little bit helps, isn't it?
Right. It's making a dent, so it's a very small help. That's an interesting word, dent. When you think of a big car and it has a small dent, it's noticeable, but not that much.
Not
really making a difference.
I was thinking about a car, too.
Really?
Yeah. I guess we use that word dent a lot. Maybe we're all afraid of getting dents in our cars. Mm, right.
Well, sometimes we talk about, like, it's only a drop of water in the ocean, too. A little bit, you know, drop out of the water.
Right,
so they try to say how small it is. Right.
Only a drop in the bucket.
Only a drop in the bucket, too, right?
Right.
But you cannot imagine, though, the figures here about how many animals are euthanized. Now, it's getting to be less and less, but it's still too many. How many cats are killed every year?
Well, yeah, it's actually a really surprising number. And they say the number has been decreasing, but they say right now it is about 860,000 cats each year.
Just think of that.
So it's barely making a dent. However, if you're one of those surviving felines, it makes a big difference to you, right?
Right. Yeah, and many of the city's shelters, they don't have space to put them in. And then sometimes they're too wild if you send them to somebody's house and people aren't patient. I think they can be trained, but, you know, people want a cat that's kind of doesn't have to be trained so much, right?
Yeah, well, I think it's a big challenge, too, to train these cats.
Well, it's okay if you get them when they're little kittens.
If you get them when they're kittens, I think they can have a
older,
better chance.
When they're older, it's a little hard. Yeah, that's true.
But maybe if you have a lot of people in this area probably have homes with yards, and perhaps as long as they feed the cat.
I remember our teacher, Vicky, she took in a couple of those.
Sure.
And they were already a little bit grown up, but they became very good friends.
That's
so
right.
They can be trained.
If you get them when they're small enough.
I was just going to say, the organization that has kept track of the number of cats that are being killed each year, they tell us it's called the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
It's a long name.
Yeah, the reason that sort of stood out to me is that usually people use the acronym. They say the ASPCA, right?
That's right.
And I guess that's because the name is basically two lines
it
here,
is.
Right?
We like
it's
to
really
do that when
line.
The names are long. Have you ever
now
seen
you
that?
Know why.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and it says here that that's where Working Cats programs come in, because they're a kind of a last chance. We don't know what to do with them. We don't want to put them to sleep. So what are we going to do? And so what does it say?
Well, it tells us about some of the other alternatives. It says many cities have programs that trap, they neuter, and release the feral cats, and they prevent them from reproducing. and they can stay on their home turf. So they can stay in the area they're used to. But they catch them, they neuter them so they won't have kittens, and then they release them again. And I know here in this city they do that with dogs. Some mm-hmm. people get the dogs, they have them neutered, and then they put them back where they found them.
Yeah, they're up in the mountains running around looking for
sometimes,
food. I still feel sorry
Or sometimes
for them.
Even in the park, and I see people leaving out food for them. So I think that's better than putting them to sleep. And
well,
then they don't
so.
Have puppies, so it's the problem ends after a time.
But it still seems kind of cruel because, you know, dogs and cats do like to have owners that care for them and take care of them, don't they? Mm-hmm. You got a dog, don't you?
I do.
And you wouldn't put him out in the street, would
Never.
You?
Never. He's like Never. A family member.
That's right. Yeah. None of it. And he's got three dogs.
Yep. And they're family, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, in some areas, though, in different areas, it's impossible or it's illegal. They won't let you do that. So what are you going to do? So they have a working cat program, and it's the only thing they can think of. An alternative means another way of doing something. We can't do this. Let's do that. We call that an alternative.
And so that goes up, if you look at the first sentence in that paragraph again, that's the last chance solution, the last alternative.
What can we do? We don't want to put them to sleep. We can't put them on the street. Let's give them some place where they can be useful.
Yeah, you can see how, you know, I mean, they say here that in some places it's either impossible or illegal to do this sort of trap, neuter, and release program.
Sure.
And I can sort of see that. I used to live up on the mountain here, and the dogs were all over the place, you know, and they, you know, they're for garbage and making messes all over the place.
And fleas and diseases and lose their hair.
And cats can be even worse because they're really very aggressive killers, like of things like birds and other animals that are kind of around, right? So you can see how too many stray dogs or too many stray cats could be really destructive for an area.
Oh, I know. And a lot of cities have that. And I know when I was traveling with the Heavenly Melody down in Brazil and in Rio de Janeiro, there were these feral cats all over, and you go out in the morning, and they're all running around in the park, and I felt so sorry for them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you know there's a city in Taipei that's kind of famous for its feral cats, and so they have cat decorations all over, and you can take the train there.
What city is that?
Do you remember what it's called, Simon?
I could be totally wrong here. Send us a letter to letters@studioclassroom.com if you know where it is. But I'm pretty sure it's somewhere up towards Geelong.
Yes, it's in that direction.
Like kind of the Raifong area,
exactly.
Right?
That's
somewhere
right.
around
That's
there.
Right.
It's a little village.
And it is kind of fun because they have decorated the place with all these little cats everywhere, all these pictures of cats and things. And when you walk around, you can, there's one, there's two. You know, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So they've actually taken this problem and made it their
kind of a theme.
What they're famous for, their theme.
But if you go, don't take your dog.
No. Whatever you do,
you'll
don't
have
take
a lot of
dog.
Trouble if you take your dog.
And that's
true.
Don't take your bird.
Don't take your bird. Either.
Well, it says there has to be a place in society, though, for these cats. This is what Mila Kaplan, the founder of this Voice for the Animals Foundation in Los Angeles, they have no other option, no other alternative.
Right, no other way. It's their last chance. So I hope they make good guards when they find homes. I hope they're good working cats.
Well, there's a photo here, and I think it's cute. It shows kind of younger cats. What does it say under that picture here?
It says, cats play in the iPet Companion Virtual Playroom at Best Friends Pet Adoption and Spay Neuter Center in Mission Hills, California.
Well, that's another big, long name there. How can you have a kind of a virtual playroom? That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know, but those kittens sure are cute, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I think, you know, there's looks like there's toys, but they aren't. And I guess they tease the cat somehow.
I guess so.
They exercise
cute,
them, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes people do come and adopt those cats and things, too.
Yes.
But if then they have kittens, why then they say, oh, there's too many cats. So it says that they spay or neuter. That word just means to give them an operation so they can't have babies.
That's
and
right.
So they do that first. So if you adopt one, then it's not going to be having more cats that they don't want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people are working out this problem, and this is in the Los Angeles area, and we've mentioned other places that do that. We're going to find out when we come back tomorrow, how this really is working out, because this is the alternative. It might be just a dent in the problem, but it is interesting. They give cats something where they're worthwhile to keep, so there's a reason to keep them. That's a good idea, isn't it?
It is, and to be honest, I'm kind of more of a dog person than a cat person.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got me kind of wondering if there's a similar kind of thing that you could do with different dogs. And that's definitely something I'll think about over the next little while. You know?
Well, the things about dogs is that they have more jobs that they do give them to do. We talked about
that's
that.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's kind of fun to think about ways to help them. I think it's important, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So we'll come back tomorrow and we'll talk about it and see how this is working out. Okay, thanks for being with us today, everyone, and take care of your pet.
Goodbye.